Welcome back. It's great to have you here. We continue our journey into the Module 2, Lesson 2. This is the Identity Foundation, and the Lesson 2 is our Personal Compass. In Lesson 1, we explored your roadmap, your past, your present, and future to help you understand where you've come from and where you're heading. In this lesson, we uncover something just as important, your personal compass. The things that matter the most to you and that guide your choices. Why do you do the things that you do? This lesson builds on your core integrity, the sense of what your true self needs to feel whole, safe, and steady. You already began this journey in lesson one, exploring who you are and how your story continues to unfold. Now it's time to figure out what guides you, what helps you choose your direction when life becomes confusing or presents with sticky and tricky situations. Your personal compass is made up of your values, your interests, the two things that quietly steer your decisions, even when you don't realize it. So what will we cover today? We'll break down the difference between values and interests because they're not the same thing, but both are important. And finally, you'll use a worksheet to map your top five values and interests, your very own compass to guide everyday choices. Here's something I want you to remember. Values and interests both shape who you are, but they serve different roles in your life, in our lives, I should say, because we all have values and interests. Values are the things you care most about. Things like honesty, connection, fairness, creativity, stability, or learning. You don't have to know your values right away. For many people, especially those who grew up in unstable, unsteady environments or unpleasant, traumatic, invalidating environments, values get buried under the drive to survive. There's no right answer here. We're not choosing the perfect value, just noticing and recognizing what feels important. Values aren't big fancy ideas. They show up in small everyday life and everyday ways. If you like helping others, kindness might be a value that's important for you. If you like things predictable, then stability might be the value that's important for you. If you feel calm when creating, then creativity might be your value or one of your values. If nothing comes up, ask yourself, when do I feel most like myself? That often points to a value. And when tough times come, and they always do, your values are what help you stay grounded and decide what to do next. They are your compass when everything else feels uncertain. Now let's move on to interests. These are the things that make you light up, make you feel excited, happy. The activities or topics that grab your attention. Maybe it's cooking, maybe it's gardening, maybe it's music, maybe it's fixing things. Interests are like the things that fill your free time. They are what you enjoy doing. Interests are things that sparks curiosity or enjoyment. They might be music, animals, walking, gaming, being in the nature, learning about new facts, cooking, crafting, organizing, cleaning, exploring. Interests don't have to be big or impressive. Even I like quiet mornings counts. Let's take a pause and reflect. What is one thing, if it disappeared from your life, would make you feel completely lost? It could be connection, creativity, faith, or independence. That's your clue to your core value. Your core value is often hidden inside what you miss doing most when it's gone. Listen to that feeling. It's your inner compass talking. Now, in your worksheet that you can download by clicking the button below, you'll see some values and interests. This is your chance to get clear about what truly matters to you. Not what people expect from you, but what feels true to you. Start by circling the words that stand out to you, the ones that make you think, oh, yes, that's me, or yes, I would like to be like that, or I would like to have that in my life, or I like that in somebody else, and I would like it in me too, or in my life too, or in my actions too, or in my behavior too. It could be honesty, it could be creativity, it could be family, it could be kindness, it could be independence, it could be learning. Don't overthink it. Just circle what feels right. You can always narrow it down later. Once you've circled a bunch, try to choose your top five. These are your personal non-negotiables, the things that give your life meaning and direction. Then go one step further. Rank them in order. Ask yourself, which one guides most of my decisions and which ones support me when things get tough? There are no wrong choices. You're exploring, not committing. If you're not sure, that's totally okay. Ask someone close to you, a friend, a family member, or maybe your therapist, someone who knows you well. They might see strengths and values in you that you've forgotten or you haven't noticed. This isn't a test. It's a mirror. It's showing you what matters most to you. And once you know your values in life, decisions, even small ones, start to feel clearer, lighter, and more purposeful. Let's try this. We all have an internal compass, our values, things that tell us what truly matters to us. But here's the thing, values don't create change just by existing in our heads. You have got to act on them. And for those of us rebuilding our independence after a trauma or a major life change, values are our anchors. When routines change, when life feels uncertain, your values give you direction. They remind you who you are beyond the diagnosis and beyond the circumstance. You might not control everything, but you can choose how you show up. So today's challenge is simple. Choose one of your values and do something small that fits it. So an example, if you choose stability, then set yourself up a weekly routine and follow it. If you choose your value as cleanliness or being organized, then make sure you tidy a place, a small area or something, or the house, or ask for help. If you choose growth, then make sure you continue with this course and keep learning. If you choose creativity, then let your imagination loose. Draw, sketch, cook, garden, whatever catches your fancy. Remember, small is enough. Just do something. Let's wrap up with three main points. Values are your guiding principles. They steer your choices and shape your character. Interests are your sparks of joy. They bring meaning and enjoyment to your days. Together, they form your personal compass, a reliable guide for making decisions that feel right for you. Your values and interests aren't about perfection. They are about direction. They help you make decisions that feel more like you. Even if life has been confusing or unpredictable, your compass can give you a sense of steadiness. Think of your values as the quiet voice that says, "This feels right for me." And today you listened. So strengthen your voice. Now that you've found your compass, your values and interests, it's time to look at your strengths. In our next lesson, Strength Spotlight, we'll focus on your abilities, your growth potential, and how to use your strengths to reach your goals, including the ones you don't realize you have. This is where your identity starts to feel more solid and confident, because knowing what matters is powerful. But knowing what you're great at turns that direction into real momentum. So with that, I will see you in lesson 3. Until then, take care and bye-bye.